Now, today is World Vegetarian Day. It was established back in 1977 to promote the joy, compassion and life-enhancing possibilities of vegetarianism. With Michelin-starred chefs creating whole menus now based on vegetables, is it time we all reappraise the idea of vegetarianism? I'm joined by two people who know a lot about it. In our Cork studio, Dennis Cotter, owner of gourmet vegetarian restaurant Café Paradiso. And here in studio, Valerie Francis, musician who has been a vegetarian since she was 13 years of age. Dennis, you opened the cafe there in 1993. What was the perception, first of all, of vegetarian food all of 21 years ago?
I think it was the same in Cork and Ireland as everywhere. It was perceived as something very much tied in with the lentils and sandals scenario and kind of perceived as part of a health food industry, I think, which was probably one of the main kicks for me starting Café Paradiso, because I really wanted to drag vegetarian cuisine, as it were, or vegetable-based cuisine out of that industry and into the mainstream.
And were there many people who just simply wouldn't stop or even consider looking at your menu if they couldn't have meat as part of their meal?
I think over the first 5, 7, 8 years, a lot of people perceived it as a novelty, and actually in a good way. People came out of curiosity, and but a lot of people would have been nervous, shall we say, about coming in. And to be honest, I actually did a little research on it once, and our customers went from 85% female on a Monday down to 50-50 on a Saturday, which gave me the impression that women were dragging the men in on Saturday night. Most of the time, men were a little nervous about coming in, yeah.
And Valerie Francis here in studio in Dublin. You are almost a lifelong vegetarian at this stage.
Yeah.
And do you think it's given you a better life?
Well, I don't know any different, but I presume so, yeah.
What prompted your move in that direction? You were a young teenager.
I was, yeah. It was just the realisation that it was, you know, that I was taking a life to eat, just to have food on my plate, yeah.
A principled decision.
Yeah, yeah. But my awareness really of, like, now it's broadened. You know, my reasons now have widened, where it's food production and then environmentally as well. But at the time, it was just very basic.
And what do you make of this news that Alain Ducasse, the godfather of French gastronomy, as he's been described, holder of 21 Michelin stars, saying he's banishing most meat from his menu at the Plaza Athénée Hotel in Paris because he's looking for great naturalness and respect for the environment?
I think it's wonderful. Yeah, it's incredible. It's shocking. French, you know, it's like to me that, I have always perceived French cuisine as very heavy on meat and all of that. So it's shocking. It's great. Fantastic.
What did you make of it, Dennis? Did it surprise you?
Yes and no. I think another French chef, another Michelin 3-star French chef, Alain Passard, did this a number of years ago after the biggest BSE scandal. I think it's great too. I applaud him for doing it. But at the same time, I would check that it's part of a trend in food. I mean, restaurants and all the smart chefs are moving towards a more vegetable-focused menu anyway, and I think it's just a trend that is happening, and he's very smart to get on it.
Why are chefs doing that, Dennis?
Well, for two reasons. One is simple, it's a trend. You know, one of the things that people don't realise is that a lot of trends in the food business are customer-led, and restaurants respond to what customers are interested in eating as often as they lead the customers. And this is definitely a customer-led trend. People are eating far less meat and they want to see more creative vegetable-based dishes in restaurants when they go out. That's a huge part of it.
And in your case, Valerie, you moved from being vegetarian to you want to go vegan. You better explain what that means to people who just might have forgotten or need reminding.
Well, I don't. I'm trying not to eat dairy. And more really, again, with my, you know, we have so much information now. It's at our fingertips. We can find out about how that food is produced. And I just really don't want to be involved in that, in the suffering of another living being, for so that I can have a nice meal, you know. And I did it for about 2 months, and it was quite easy when I was cooking at home, But again, eating out and things like that can be a little bit difficult, a bit tricky. So I've relapsed now in the last week, but I, you know, 80% I'd say I'm vegan at the moment, yeah.
Dennis, I suspect that would present an even greater challenge to people yeah. in the catering business like yourself. You're not allowed to use dairy products for catering. Yeah. Catering for people like Valerie Francis.
I love cheese. That's my bottom line on that. And not only do I love cheese, I love cheesemakers. Some of my favorite people, some of my best friends, are cheesemakers. I respect people for. See, the important thing to remember is that any choice that you make in relation to food is a personal one, and there's a kind of a tendency to see vegetarianism because it's called an ism, mm-hmm. or veganism, to perceive those as churches, and they're anything but. It's a purely personal decision.
And Dennis, how strict would you be in your own outlook? Is it possible just to have, you know, the odd sausage or maybe a bit of bacon or, you know, breast of chicken or whatever in your view?
Not for me personally, personally or professionally. But I think it is really important that whatever set of ethics or morals you impose on yourself regarding food, that you are comfortable with them and happy with them, and that you don't see it as an absolute thing. It isn't a religion. Of course, it's okay for somebody to eat a largely vegetarian diet or largely vegan diet and occasionally pop around to their mother's for a sausage. Nobody's going to hell. And you're still, you know, you're still eating a diet that is hugely beneficial to yourself and to the rest of the world.
Valerie, what are the things that people say that might annoy you when you tell them you're vegetarian or vegan now?
I don't think I'd ever be annoyed. I do feel sometimes if I was around at someone's and having food and they weren't aware that I was vegetarian, if they're just, you know, a surprise meal or whatever, that people feel a bit, they either feel guilty or they feel that they don't have anything for me. You know, which is quite hilarious really, because that would have, you know, as if that their fridges were just full of meat and no other vegetables or any kind of, you know, rice or
what's
cream.
What's a typical day's eating then for you as you go through? Clearly, the full Irish is not there at the start of it.
I suppose I'd start off with muesli and almond milk. That would be kind of a quick breakfast, yeah. And then I love making curries, and I'm a big fan of Cafe Paradiso books. Dennis, I have Seasons is just
Thank
beautiful.
You.
It's
Dennis
amazing.
Has four books. We should
he
remind
does.
Listeners, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, they're like. Yeah, I love cooking and curries and Thai food, all that kind of stuff is.
And what do you put into those curries though?
Lots of things, lots of greens, like pak choy, and if I'm doing like I've been making a lot of ramens lately, so noodles and pak choy and lots of ginger, garlic, chili.
Are people afraid to eat meat in front of you?
It depends. I mean, I still have friends who say, I'm sorry, if they order, if we're having something to eat in a restaurant and they, you know, they get a big dirty burger or something, you know, I'm so sorry.
Do you feel the same way about fish as you do about meat?
For me, it's the same, yeah. It's like, I don't eat fish, yeah.
And Dennis, in your case, one of the experiences you had, you cooked for the farmers in the Bandon Cattle Mart. What was that like?
That was a fantastic experience. One of the kind of restrictions I suppose I put on myself in doing it was I wanted to work with vegetables that they were completely familiar with. So it was cabbage and carrots and turnips and parsnips and that kind of stuff, but present them in a way that they had never seen before, but would still absolutely love once they put them in their mouths. And we had an amazing time. The only slightly negative aspect of the thing was, well, to some extent, it was hard to convince a lot of them to come to the dinner, and particularly at one stage I went to an IFA meeting to see if I could drum up some support and get some of the farmers to come, and I was kind of shocked by how threatened some of them felt. It kind of took me aback, but when I thought about it afterwards, I could see, you know, it was almost as though vegetarianism would be a threat to their livelihood.
If enough of us went vegetarian, it would be, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I suppose ultimately, but it's not you know, I was simply inviting people to dinner and to convince people of the pleasure of eating vegetables as distinct from taking up you know, some religious abstinence.
And what were you able to do to smarten up the carrots, parsnips, turnips and cabbage then for them?
Oh, it was really complicated. It was really complicated. One of my favourite things is a dish I do with turnips, Swedes, winter turnips, where I more or less create lasagna sheets from the turnip and stuff that with mushrooms and pecans or chestnuts and serve it with a red wine gravy. It's one of the most luxurious and rich dishes that we do in Cafe Paradiso. And I love the fact that it comes from a turnip.
You're making me hungry, Dennis.
And finally, Dennis, if somebody goes to you, maybe dragged along as one of those 50-50 components of the customer profile on the weekend nights, do you get many repeat visits from those who would arrive reluctantly on the first visit?
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah, because ultimately, as challenging as the sentences on the menu might appear, the cooking, the food is all about creating pleasurable food, and once you put it in your mouth, you're going to love it. That's not just a boast. I know that happens all the time.
I have a lot of friends who are ardent meat eaters, and they would rave about Cafe Paradiso, so they're always trying to get a table in there when they're further in Cork.
Well, thank you both for being with us on the programme. That's Valerie Francis, musician, and Dennis Cotter, owner and chef there at Cafe Paradiso in Cork. Thank you both for being with us.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.